floristfloor.com. Walter Noel Florists, your personal florist since 1883.
Hi, folks. Alan Thick here. If you owe the IRS, they want their money now, and it's their right to get it. The truth is they would rather settle for less than bother you more, and that's why they've launched the Fresh Start program to help solve your tax problem once and for all. You could now qualify for a settlement that saves you thousands. No one knows this program better than the attorneys at Optima Tax Relief. They will fight to get you the best settlement.
Call 800-731-2474. 800-731-2474.
Introducing Marquee Rewards, now playing at Argosy Casino. It's the Players Club that goes where you go, like M Resort Las Vegas, Hollywood Casino, St. Louis, and more.
Oh, hold on. Stop. You messed that up. You know the deal.
Oh, I saw you guys conversing, and I didn't know.
But you know, I always do that.
So. Yeah, you do know. Yes.
Let's try it again.
All right.
Okay, now. Now it's the official start of the Jose Hernandez segment. That's not what it's called. It's called Tech Talk. But it stars Jose Hernandez. And folks, let me tell you something. This is a very valuable service that we're providing, that he's providing, because this kind of advice, I just got a thing in the mail at home a couple of days ago, and it says somebody sent this thing that if you need computer advice, call this. Well, they're going to charge for that. Even if they work with you over the phone. Not here. This is free. So if you have a question, something's bugging you, can't get something to work, something is stuck, locked up. I got another one of those phony scam thing deals, the FBI. Yes. And I had to go online to figure out how to clear it. And they wanted me to call a number to free it up. And I know that they're going to charge me for that. Nope. Not going to happen. And it said something about iOS something lockup. But enough about me. Let's talk about you and what's driving you crazy. And if you're shopping for something, you don't have a clue. Like, I wouldn't. If I had to go buy a computer, I still don't understand the whole RAM. There are two different kinds of RAM. I still don't get any of that. We have the guy here who will help you. I'm going to give you the numbers. He's going to do a monologue, and then we're going right to you. 314-969-KTRS, which is 969-5877, or 888-550-KTRS. Jose is brought to you by OREC. That's right, O-R-E-C-K. They make vacuum cleaners and really good ones. And they also have a whole... I heard Paul Harvey on Friday do the Oreck thing.
Paul Harris
on Friday?
I just
had 15 minutes to listen. And he said, Oreck, lots of other great home cleaning products. Well, the Oreck stores have more than just that. I told you, I bought a great space heater. I mean, a great heater. And they have some, like a radio, and a lot of neat stuff in there. So go in, tell them your AM and the PM, and please, right now, if you would, give it up for Jose Hernandez.
Hey, everybody.
Hey, Jose.
How are you, Jose?
I'm excellent, Frank. How are you?
I'm great. Anybody have an issue you need to take up with Jose?
I saw one thing. I haven't upgraded anything to Windows 10 yet, taking your advice, but I saw some people are having issues because with Windows 10, you don't get an option of choosing to download their updates. They're all forced.
Yes.
And so now people are having data issues because... their Windows 10 operating system is constantly using the data to update its system, so it's pushing people over their limits. So that may be something people want to maybe pay attention to if you are on a plan with where you have a specific amount of data to use every month.
Oh, and he just reminded me of another scam. I got this one last week, and it said you've exceeded your Yahoo Mail limit.
Yep.
That's a scam, right?
Yep, absolutely.
Oh, good. I'm learning.
Because they're not going to email you. They'll turn your account off, and when you log into Yahoo, it'll direct you that says you've done something we don't want you to do.
I went to my phone and emailed myself, and it went through.
Right.
According to the email, I was maxed out. So I thought, well, this can't be right. And I remember now what it said on my tablet, my iPad, it said iOS crash. And I'm not kidding. You could not do anything on the iPad. It was locked. So I rebooted it, turned it on, came right back up. So I get my phone, I go to Google,
right.
I go, what do I do? And here it was this simple.
9 steps.
It wasn't even 9.
Really?
Turn the iPad back on, put it in airplane mode. Go into settings and delete history and delete data and turn airplane mode off. It was right back where everything was fine. It was like 3 steps.
Good for you.
So that's what you do. You Google... the message, and it'll. Otherwise, there's a number to call, and you had told me this.
Oh, never
you call it,
number.
And they're going to want your credit card number, and they'll unlock it and unfreeze it for you, but it's going to cost you about $60 or something.
Right. Well, and ultimately, you don't know if they will also not then sell your credit card.
Exactly.
On the open market to someone else.
If they're crooked enough to do the first thing.
Absolutely. Or implant something on your...
Right. Yeah. Something bonus. The Windows error is happening with Windows Home users. Windows Pro, 10 Pro, actually you can delay the installation of updates, but they're still going to happen. You just kind of get to pick and choose when they'll happen. But yeah, Windows, if you're wondering Windows Home, they're automatic and they're big. It's a brand new operating system. Their updates are big.
All right. What do you have for us?
You have a Fitbit, Frank?
I don't. What do you think? No. And for people who don't know what that is, that you wear that and it tells you your heart rate, how much you're walking, right?
And how much exercise you're getting.
You know what my Fitbit would read? Zero. Zero, zero, zero. Zero calories burned, 0 miles walked.
And those things are expensive, too. From
they can be. They're multiple Fitbits.
Yeah, but because I take daily walks with Archie, so I wanted to see if there's just a free pedometer on my phone.
Sure enough, there is.
It's absolutely free. It tells you exactly how many steps you take every day, yeah. How many calories burned, how the distance you walk.
Yeah, so. And even I have that on my phone. I never use it. Yeah. I just wanted to see if it worked.
I don't know why you would want to buy.
Yeah.
The Fitbit has a new universal app that's out for Windows 10. The nice thing about it is it taps into one of Windows flagship features, Cortina. And Cortina is the Windows equivalent of Siri.
Mm.
So basically what you do is you tap your Fitbit on your PC, your tablet, or your phone, and say, Fitbit, I ate a chicken for dinner, and it will go ahead and calculate
your
all
calories.
The calories and then compare it to what you exercise to. So just another little cool feature for having.
I'm never going to do that.
Do you have AirDrop enabled on your iPhone?
Yes, I love it.
There is a young lady in England who's not happy she has hers turned on. She got a flasher. Somebody who was within Bluetooth and Wi-Fi distance of her phone was sending her pictures of his
junk.
Mm-hmm. And apparently when they send you a picture, a little icon pops up that's a mini version of that picture.
Yeah.
Well, she thought it was somebody pranking her, so she just declined the first one. Second one popped up, she accepted it, and it was a more full version of the equipment. Apparently it's against the law to flash people in that manner.
Hmm.
So they don't. They have yet to find out who it was because it's kind of like Snapchat. Once you get rid of it, there's no evidence as to who sent it to you.
Yeah. Well, if I flashed it, they would look like a miniature version. Actually, would be.
Yes, the full size one would still look
this
like
must
a...
be the mini. Oh, wait, that's the full version.
So if you be careful. Apparently, it's a new trend that's coming for folks. Rumors of Apple's getting ready to make a heads-up display for your dashboard somewhere between 27 to 50 inches wide. It's basically going to cover the whole dashboard. It's going to integrate with all the information, all your radar sensors and infrared and all the warnings, and it will put on the dash, on your windshield, the information, like there's something over here you should pay attention to.
How? You need a projector in the dash.
Yeah, you'll lay it on top of the dash, and it will project up to the windshield.
Oh, my goodness.
The other one is that this is closer to being true. Apple's building its own self-driving car, which is going to put them in company with Google and Tesla and Volkswagen, Mercedes-Benz, Audi, Daimler, Honda, and Nissan. They apparently are in negotiations in San Francisco with an area called Go Momentum. It is a retired naval base, 2,100 acres. A little over a couple hundred miles of driven roads that no one can get to. It's patrolled by the military.
Okay. This is really unprofessional. Dan, you're supposed to call John's cell phone.
Okay.
That's very unprofessional.
Probably that was.
Yeah, I just got a text.
We'll edit that out.
Yeah. Hey, you know what? That's a good idea.
Oh, good.
They'll never hear it. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Calls, please.
Ready. We have them. They're lined up. Let's start with Jeff. Jeff, say hello to the one and only Jose Hernandez.
Well, hello, Jose and Frank. Thank you for your service.
Well, we're here to serve and please. You're welcome, Jeff. What do you have for us?
Oh, Jose, I got an age-old question, and I think I've even asked you this before, but like Dan and I were saying, it's hell to get old, and I forget. I've got Skype on our PC, and it keeps wanting to start, and I don't want it to.
Okay.
Every time I turn it on, you know, I even disconnected the webcam for other reasons. Well, no, what was going on is when I was using Audacity, it was picking up the audio.
Yes. What version of Windows do you run?
I'm 7 right now.
Start button, down on the little search bar at the bottom, type in CMD and hit enter. I'm sorry, don't do that. Type msconfig.
That's what I was going to say, msconfig.
Mm. When msconfig opens, go to the Start tab, select it, and then page down to where Skype starts. There'll be a checkbox on the left. Uncheck it.
So, now, is that the one, too, where I can tell it to not start anything and then Windows will start what it needs?
Yes.
Because yeah, I did that before my hard drive crashed, and that worked pretty good. MSConfig, right?
MSConfig.
All righty. Thank you, sir.
Good luck, one other thing. Yes.
When you get these Windows 10 updates, and I've gotten a couple said, you know, you can schedule it, and I've ignored them. That's okay, right?
Absolutely.
I don't have to do it right now because I'm with
Windows,
you. I'm waiting for a while.
Windows 10's been out for 2 weeks. You've got another 50 weeks before you have to pay for it.
Thank you again, gentlemen.
Thank you, Jeff. Now, I thought you were going to tell them to just uninstall Skype, no?
No, you can just turn off the start mode because he may want to use Skype at some point.
Isn't FaceTime used more? That's strictly an Apple thing.
That's right? An Apple product.
And it's as good as Skype or better.
Absolutely.
All right, let's go to Steve. Steve, say hi to Jose.
Hi, Jose, and I am also AM and a PM.
Well, that's good to hear. Thank you.
Steve?
And thank you all for this service. It's wonderful. Hey, I'm trying to be like Frank. I've got a 2000 Corvette, not quite to the 2015 jet, and I'd like to play my iPod, and there's nowhere to plug it in. Is there a device that I can get either for my iPod or for this cassette deck radio that I can play my iPod through? So there's some way I can do that.
I can jump in here. Do you actually have a cassette player in that thing?
Oh, yeah. Oh, excuse me. It's a CD player. I'm wrong. It's a
shoot.
CD player.
If it had been a cassette, it's an easy, and you know what I'm talking about, the adapter.
Yeah.
CD player.
Back in the day, Steve, they made an audio adapter for the cassette player that looked like a cassette that had wires on
right.
it. You put it in and plugged it into whatever you wanted to play.
Is that how you Bluetooth enabled the Trailblazer you have? Didn't you add?
No,
Bluetooth?
I took the Trailblazer into a place and they did an aftermarket radio.
So he could do that.
You could do what I did with the Trailblazer. I'm not kidding, Steve. I took it in and replaced the whole radio with a Bluetooth enabled radio with a CD player built. It's a fantastic unit. I put a subwoofer in. It sounds like Powell Symphony Hall. That was about $1,200, but it's like a brand new. It's what you'd get in a brand new vehicle.
Yeah, I thought of that. I just wanted. Somebody said there was some kind of radio adapter I could put on my iPod.
Well, you know what? There is, but it's an FM modulator.
Yes.
And they're horrible. Am I right, Jose? They're terrible.
They're not the quality. You get what you pay for with them.
Can you get a quality one?
You can get a Bluetooth. The FM modulators are for radios that don't have Bluetooth capability or the capability to put the eighth-inch plug into. So the cheapest and quickest route is going to be an FM modulator for you.
And where do you get those? Like Amazon?
You go to Amazon.
Radio Shack.
Well, I don't know if they're on Radio Shack anymore.
Well,
The Nerd Herd over at the Big Box might have them.
And if you just go to Amazon, type in FM modulator, the prices will be all over the place.
I'd like to keep the Vet original. That's the thing.
You will. You will.
Yeah, and that just plugs into the bottom, into your headphone jack and your iPod, and you can even pick which
FM station,
FM frequency you want, and you just dial the
radio. You're doing nothing to your car.
Right.
You're just, your iPod becomes a transmitter,
sort of,
and you pick a frequency that's not an active frequency.
Okay.
And it plays on that frequency through your radio, but when you get out of town, and then there's a free, it is what it is. It's a way to do it.
Okay, thanks, guys.
You bet.
Thanks for the problem solver.
Oh, anytime. Well, we didn't really ask for the problem solver. I'm a big fan of putting down the money to turn that part of the car into 2015. I did it with a Trailblazer 4 years ago, and I'm telling you, I'm so glad I did it. Hands-free Bluetooth, great CD player, great Alpine unit, and that included for $1,200 a 10-inch subwoofer. And when you fire up the music, it's like it's kicking you in the back.
Did you get navigation as well?
Nope, didn't need it. Got it on my phone. What, Dan?
Is there a way to? I have that auxiliary plug-in where you go into the auxiliary and because I don't have the Bluetooth in this new car, and then I plug it into the headset on the phone, and that goes through the speakers.
Yes,
right.
But everybody I talk to says they hear themselves talking back.
No.
Even when, every time.
Oh, well, if you use it for phone calls. Yeah.
Yeah.
I thought you just meant for music.
No, for phone calls. Phone calls, they hear themselves
Yeah, they're going to hear what's coming out of the speaker.
But right. Even when I turn the speakers down, I turn them down really, really low.
What year is that? What is it?
It's a 2014.
And it doesn't have phone, Bluetooth telephone?
No.
Wow, I'm surprised.
And certain Captivas have it, and certain
here's the
don't.
Other thing. You can go to an aftermarket. Sorry, Jose, you'll get your chance. You can go to a great car, one of those aftermarket places, and get just a hands-free Bluetooth radio, and they're fantastic. It has its own speaker under the dash. I've done it.
We just gave one away at Lawndoffs, didn't we? Something like that?
A Bluetooth adapter or something? I was too busy. But I'm serious. The Delamere just won hands-free. Motorola makes them. That probably make the best, and they work.
Okay.
And it's they put a button in, they put it on your dash, and you, boom, pick up the call, hang up the call, boom, you're done, hands-free. All right. Eventually, Jose will get a chance to talk. Let's go to Paula. Paula, say hi to Jose.
Hi, Jose.
Hi, Paula.
Question for you. What is your preference for the best brand of a new laptop?
Laptops have two CPU manufacturers, Intel and AMD.
Mm-hmm.
There are probably five or six different motherboards that are manufactured, companies that manufacture motherboards, a couple RAM, hard drive equipment. There are thousands of people who are going to put their name on the outside of it.
So what he's saying is brand is irrelevant.
Brand is irrelevant. The biggest thing that I find with laptops is the key placement for keyboards.
Okay.
And the fact that they also have that little scroll or little thumb pad.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
For a desktop unit, the keyboard, the 104 keys, is standardized. They're all going to be in the same place. They're all the same size. This is not true for laptops.
Okay.
So my advice to you would be to wander down to one of the big box stores and touch them. Lay your hands on one and see if the keyboard placement works for what you're after. Once you find a keyboard that you like, the manufacturer probably carries that across several models. What you look for in your price point, how much you want to spend, is the fastest CPU. If CPU speed is equal, you're looking for the largest hard drive. And CPU and hard drives being equal, the largest amount of RAM memory you can get. Because those are upgradable in reverse order easiest.
It's like diamonds, color, cut, clarity. Those are the three things you want to know.
Right. But ultimately, the keyboard's going to be the most important, because I've had people that have purchased laptops that have had to take them back because the layout was such that when they were typing, the cursor kept moving. So they had
Paul,
to turn off the little thumb pad.
Paul, I got to tell you, he's right. We bought for my wife a little, what do you call it, smaller than a laptop? It's called a
netbook.
A notebook, yeah.
Notebook.
We bought one for my wife. We ended up giving it brand new to charity because we absolutely hated it. She hated it because we hadn't bothered to in the store try the keyboard, and it was completely different than any keyboard we were used to. We hated it, so we gave it away. So he's right.
Great information. I'm glad I called.
I would also recommend that if they offer an extended warranty, that you purchase it. And it's probably the only electronic item that I recommend getting an extended warranty on. And the reason is that laptops contain mostly the same equipment as a desktop, but it's packed much tighter. Mm-hmm. Laptops are also subject to vibration. Humidity and temperature changes more than a PC just sitting in your house.
Okay.
Do you ever, when you're on the computer, use a vibrator while you're on the computer, Paula?
I turn the computer off.
I like honesty. Well, then I get the warranty because, like you said, vibration.
Yeah, that's
subjected
good
to vibration. You need to have that extra warranty. Wow, I love Paula. Paula, thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you, guys.
Bye bye. Well, it's important. It's important. Mike, say hi to Jose.
Hi, Jose, and hello to the rest of you. I'm AM and the PM.
Mike, everybody.
Hi, Mike. Hallelujah. Hello, Mike.
I listen to you on the internet all the way in Pacific Northwest.
Wow.
And, I'm in a little town out here in Oregon.
Isn't that where Sasquatch lives, up there somewhere?
No, we got a lot of wildfires, but no wild animals.
Okay.
I wanted to ask you, we're not getting good service from our cable provider, and they're causing lots of problems, and I'd like to switch to either DirecTV or Dish TV. I know nothing about either of them, but we get a lot of smoke out here in the summertime from the wildfires.
Yes.
If I was to switch to one of these other situations, I know sometimes people claim that wind, you know, and thunderstorms, which we don't have much of, causes problems on those networks. Am I going to have that same problem from a lot of dense smoke in the air.
You are going to have some problems in the fact that if it obscures the view to the south, yes.
But it has to be very thick.
Yes. Well, rain does it because rain changes the shape of the dish as it falls on it. So if it can't see, it can't get your signal.
Well, it is thick a lot. I mean, you know, we have sometimes it goes on for weeks. But, I mean, is that going to block out the signal altogether, or is it just going to cause minor problems?
It'll diminish the signal unless it gets to the point where you can't see. And then, if the smoke is so thick that you can't see to drive, you're not going to get a signal.
Well, no, it's not that thick, but I mean, okay. you can't see across the valley.
I would contact one either or both and see if someone will offer you a 30-day trial.
And do they both bundle? Because I'm using everything through the cable provider. I'm using internet, phone, TV, and I mean, do they both do the same thing? I mean, they both offer that.
I don't know what they offer where you're at. So you'd have to contact them and check directly?
I would say, too, speaking of bundling, DirecTV was just acquired. They just merged with AT&T.
Yeah, they just bought AT&T.
I would think right there would be your best bet because they're going to be making a big push to get as much of that dish business as they can.
Yeah, okay. So you don't have a preference over either one. They're both about the same?
Yes.
Okay. Well, thanks, guys. Thanks for the help. I appreciate it.
Good luck.
Thank you. And as far as that weather and smoke, that smoke would have to be mighty thick. I've had a dish for 30 years, even when they were the great big 9-foot dishes, and now it takes some pretty serious thick cloud cover to block. But when it does, it's gone. That picture's gone. It'll
right.
pixelate and it disappears. But it has to be more than just rain. It has to be some really heavy, overcast, thick clouds. So I don't know about smoke. I can't imagine the smoke of being that thick.
I don't know. I don't live. You know,
yeah,
it depends how big the forest fire is up there.
Well, we're out of time. I can't believe it. I say we need to do this again next week. Is that okay with you?
Yes, please.
He will be back. It's just been confirmed, live and on the air. Jose Hernandez, everybody. He'll be here again next week.
Yeah.
If you need him, if you have a question, you can contact him at techquestions@ktrs.com. That's techquestions@ktrs.com. And brought to you by ORECK. Don't forget that. ORECK, O-R-E-C-K. There are several locally owned and operated ORECK home care centers. Be sure to stop in. They got some great stuff. Tell them you're aiming the PM. Are we going somewhere?
Yes, the weather center. Colin's down there.
Wow. It sounds very busy. Let's go now live. This is live. Again, repeating, this is live. We go to the KTRS Weather Center where Colin Jeffrey is standing by. Colin, can you hear me?
I can. I'm live down here in the Weather Center, Frank.
Wow.
We've got a severe thunderstorm warning in effect right now for Warren, Montgomery, and Gasconade counties. That's in effect for about another 25 minutes. That expires at 5 o'clock this evening. So Warren, closest to us, but then Montgomery and Gasconade as well.
Now, there are a couple of new girls on the weather staff down there. Have you met them? Jessica and Chastain.
Jessica and Chastain. Just
right.
met them today, actually.
Okay. Well, they seem like pretty nice.
Isn't there
There's an actress named Jessica Chastain.
Huh.
And this is two separate girls. Yeah. Yeah.
What a coincidence.
And they always walk around together. So.
Wow. Isn't that something?
Yep.
Well, thank you for this great report. Live from the KTRS Weather Center, this has been Colin Jeffrey. It's always exciting.
Oh, boy.
A bulletin line.
You hear the hubbub down there.
Speaking of exciting, it's time to check traffic. I think, has this guy been on vacation, Tim Wyland? He back?
Yeah, he has.
Did you go somewhere fun or interesting? No.
Well, I did. I went to Wisconsin. We had a Wyland family reunion at the Cardinal Brewer game.
Wait a minute.
On Saturday.
The answer would have been yes. I was there yesterday, Frank, at the very exciting...
I was Saturday.
Saturday
you were there.
Well, I was there, yeah.
Thanks for being so excited about it.
Yeah, well, yeah.
It was awesome.
Hold on. You were in Wisconsin. Rat Boy wants to... Did he bring any what back?
Cheese.
Did he bring any cheese back for Rat Boy?
No, didn't do that.
And Rat Boy was there, too.
Yeah, he was. Oh, he was. He was.
Oh,
there.
I saw the tail. I didn't see anything else.
No, he was there.
Hey, listen, and speaking of the Johnny Landoff, Frank Opinion Day out at Landoff, we had a listener, Bill, that asked me to take a look at something, and I want to let him know. On the Peabody Building at Grand and Shodo, that the sign is, it is whole, but it's down, it's on the roof. He wanted to know if it was cut up in pieces or anything like that. So there you go. Our listener asked, I let him know. We've got a Met, pardon me?
That's a good story.
That was good. Hey, listen, now we've got a real mess in South County, and I'm going to focus on that right now. We've got southbound 55 is shut down. It is an overturned tractor trailer that's right underneath the Lindbergh overpass, or the 255 overpass. So southbound 55 is shut down, and what a mess it is causing. You've got southbound 55 that's jammed up from Rivas Barracks to Lindbergh. Then you've got northbound 270 that's jammed up in the two lanes from Highway 55 up through Tesson Ferry. Southbound Tesson Ferry is a solid jam now from Lindbergh all the way to almost Butler Hill. You've got Lindbergh that's jammed up from Tesson Ferry to Lime Ferry. Southbound Lime Ferry is jammed from Lindbergh all the way down through Butler Hill Road. People trying to get around this mess. You've got Union, a solid jam from Buckley Road up to Lindbergh. And then you've got southbound 141. That's pretty solid now from San Simeon all the way through Highway 21. And this report is brought to you by Burger King. Right now at Burger King, get the new extra-long jalapeno cheeseburger. Feel the flame with two all-beef patties stacked with spicy jalapeno peppers. Now part of the two-for-$5 deal, only at Burger King. Restrictions do apply. With your Golden Oak Lending airborne traffic, I'm Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Tim, first of all, thank you for coming Saturday. It was great that you did that.
Oh, my pleasure.
And second, what did you just say, San Simeon? Is that a, what is that?
It's a subdivision, but it's kind of like the only big road there, a subdivision road that you can, but it's San Simeon or San Simeon Way.
That's a great name.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you, Tim.
You're welcome.
All right. There he goes, Tim Weiland. And on the phone from the Washington, the Elizabeth exit off 270, John Landoff. Hello, John.
Hello, Frank.
How are you? I'm great. I'm having a good day today.
Oh, I bet you are. I hope you recovered from Saturday, because it took me a while. I don't think we've had that many people at the dealership in a long, long time. Probably back when Ozzie Smith and Willie McGee would come up for autograph signing sessions.
Yeah, I'm probably right up there with Ozzie Smith.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I've seen you field a few ground balls in your day.
Yeah, yeah. You know, that I did catch a pitch from Lee Smith. Remember Lee Smith was a reliever for the Cardinals? I actually got down in the catcher's squatting position with a glove, and Lee Smith threw me a ball, and it knocked me over.
Oh, he was a big guy. He could fire
knocked
that
me
ball.
Over. Yeah, that was a mistake.
Yeah, he was a flame thrower.
What was it like when you had to get down into that catcher's garage?
Well, if I did it now, I couldn't get up. I'd just still be there. But that was
you'd have to have somebody. You'd have to have two people there to help you.
That's when I could get down and get back up again. When I did that, so Kitty did a great job. She really did. Boy, was she exhausted with that.
Kitty, her whole family was there. So Kitty, the grill mistress, her husband Craig, her son Jimmy Harrison, who works for us. Her daughter, Casey Harrison, who used to work for us, Ryan Harrison, Jack Harrison, the entire family was there.
Wow.
You know, the Landoffs and the Harrisons are just one big big family. And we love them. They're great great people, and Kitty just are the best. So
I
hung up a few minutes ago with the winner.
You know what? We need to announce. Yeah, Britt, you have the name, John? Yeah, with you?
I do.
Bruce, go to the timpani. I need the timpani drum, Bruce. Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, as you know, we had a raffle, and for 2 weeks, everybody who test drove a vehicle had their name put in the raffle. We now have the winner of that 2-year lease prepaid on the Chevy Cruze, and the winner is, John?
Tim Mudrovic from High Ridge, Missouri.
Is that
congratulations,
Tim. Tim with a T or Kim with a K?
Tim with a T.
Tim
Mudrovic. Mudrovic. I just hung up 15 minutes ago with Tim, and he was so excited.
I bet he was.
You know, because I called. I said, Tim, it's Johnny Landoff. How are you? He goes, I'm doing great. He goes, I think I might be doing a lot better after you. Did I win the car?
Wow.
Yes, you won 2 years lease.
Good for him.
The Chevy Cruze. He's so pumped. And he told me a story where his brother actually used to give me tennis lessons at Glen Echo Country Club. And so he's met my parents before and had such great things to say about my awesome, beautiful mother and father. And so looking forward to seeing Tim this week. Kitty's going to give him a call and set up and get together, and I'm sure we'll have some pictures being taken. So
I remember years ago, I met your dad out at Glen Echo. I remember because I said, "Hey, Mr. Landolf, Mr. Landolf, Mr. Landolf, Mr. Landolf."
Oh, Echo,
and
I see.
He said, "Hey, Frank."
See
what I did there?
Yeah.
Now, I mean, how much fun did you have, Frank?
Oh, that's a tough question to throw at me. That's because I pride myself on honesty. I don't consider doing that fun, but I met.
Well,
But I met the nicest people. I mean, they could not have been nicer, and I mean lots of them, and not one was a jerk. Not one got out of hand. Not one was disrespectful. And when you do something like that, and you know this, you run the risk of that one crazy person kind of doing something stupid. It didn't happen, but that's just not the kind of crowd it was. They were terrific people, and they were young, and they were old, and they were doctors, and they were plumbers and truck drivers, and it was just a great bunch of people.
Well, that's because everyone that listens likes to laugh. They love to have fun. They're all sharp, they're funny, they're quick-witted, and I mean, I'm telling you what, and they were served some great food. Let's talk about the greatest pizza place in the world, Peroni's.
We got to thank Mr. Puckett because that pizza is, I'd never had it before. That is really, really good pizza. And I know there are lots of good pizzas in this town, but we'll put that name right there with as good as some of the
great
best.
Oh, pizzas, right. Ferracci's
now, the Old Town Donuts Peroni's guy, I didn't get Old Town Donuts. We got to thank him. I didn't get
Keith.
The taste of
Keith
donut
Took.
When I was there.
But Keith Took and one of my favorite plates of food, because I didn't eat, and I heard you when you were leaving. I mean, I was almost to exhaustion. You had to be beat because you were out there in that heat the entire time.
I didn't have a single bite to eat, but buddy, on the way home, did I tear into that pizza box? And it was
good. Yeah, what, you have two pizzas in the back of your
No, we just had one. We just had one pizza. I was hoping for two.
He brought more pizzas by later, and we were just able to feed all the awesome support staff. The Johnny Landolf team came out in force, and I had a
dream Saturday night after I got home, and I'll share it with you. In my dream,
was it about me? Was it?
Yeah, you were in it, and in my dream, for those who weren't there, somebody had just traded in a beautiful, beautiful Indian motorcycle. It's a burgundy and cream, retro colors, and it was just the leather, the fringe, everything on it spectacular. 1,800 miles. It's a 2015, and in the dream, it was Saturday, August 15th, and it was about 2 o'clock. And I'm leaving, and you said, "Wait a minute, not so fast. Come over here." And you handed me the key and said, "For all you do, this bike's for you."
Wow.
And that's how the dream went. And I start in the dream, I start crying. And I said, "Oh, John, this is too much." He said, "Nothing is too much for my friend."
Yeah. Well, I'm crying right now.
Nothing is too much, my friend.
That's the funniest thing I've heard in a while.
And then in the dream, Frank said, "Hey, you know what? We'll have to do this again since you gave me this motorcycle."
No, I didn't say that in the dream. And in the dream, my wife says, "Come on, let's go." I said, "No, you go. I'll be riding home on my motorcycle that my friend John Landolf gave me."
Wow.
First of all, you said, "Work me a deal. How much? What can I buy it for?" And your wife goes, "You're not buying anything." And you said, "Hey, don't correct me in front of people. Wait until later when no one's around, and then you can correct
me." No, I didn't say that at all. She got out of line. She was out of, she forgot her place. In public, she forgot her place, and she did say in front of people, "You're not buying that motorcycle." And we had a discussion after we got home, and I let her know she was she forgot her place. She was out of line. And at home, she apologized.
Right.
She said, "I am so sorry," she said. She said, "I will never do that again. I want you to go now and get the motorcycle. I feel so bad the way I talk to you." That's
wow. And you said, "No, I don't want it now."
I said, "Yeah, I don't want it now."
She was there the entire time with you. And
yeah, she was.
Adorable grandson. Yeah. Oh, my God, is he adorable.
Yeah,
man, he is cute.
And he talks now. He said, in baby talk, "I bet Mr. Landolf is going to give you that motorcycle." And I said, "Well, I don't know, little Carson. I guess so." He said, "Well, I sure hope he does." And then when we left, he said, "Why, Grumpy?" That's what he calls me, Grumpy. "Why didn't he give you that. You deserved it. And a little tear. There was a little tear. Just a little tear. I said, oh, it's okay. It's okay, buddy. We'll get one day. That's how it ended. That's how the day ended.
Well, yep, that's you're making me tear up, Frank. But let's talk about that.
Hey, what was the deal on that motorcycle? What did the guy buy? He obviously traded it in on something. What did he buy?
I don't remember. I don't remember. I think it was a Tahoe.
Now, will you try to sell it there at the dealership? Folks, I'm going to tell you something. This motorcycle is beautiful. Would you think you'll be able to sell it there, or you'll just wholesale it or whatever?
Yes, we will sell that motorcycle.
I think you will. Especially fall. Leaves are turning. Man, nice bike. Well, again, I can only thank the people that came out in the heat, and it was warm, but they didn't seem to mind.
Yeah, it was.
No.
It was good.
It was one of the best events we've had in a long time.
It was well done. Everything about it was well done.
Yeah. That's what happens when you and I get together. But, you know, let's tell some of the folks that weren't still there at the end, and you had a microphone. I had a microphone.
Mm-hmm.
And then Kitty kind of like knocks me out of the way, so she took over a microphone.
Yeah, she did.
Then I went over to Dan's microphone, which for some reason they had Dan out in the heat and the sun.
Yeah.
He wasn't undercover.
Yeah.
So I stood there for about 10 seconds and said, well, this is too doggone hot. I tried knocking Kitty out of the way. And I don't know why, because I couldn't get a word in edgewise. Even when I was trying to say something to the hundreds of people that were still there, and you just kept over-talking me like you kind of always do, but that's okay, man.
Yeah, I did.
It's your deal.
Yeah, I did.
Yeah.
I did.
Hey, we heard John Goodman was there.
Yeah, is that true? Did you see him? One of our listeners says he was there toward the very end.
Mm-hmm.
Who's that?
John Goodman. I didn't see him. But this listener said, yeah, it was absolutely him. He went up and introduced himself, and he admitted he was John Goodman. Now, it could have been a guy that looked like John. I don't know.
He probably was, though.
It could have been. He'll do that every once in a while because he comes back to town a lot, and he'll just show up places. But I don't understand why he didn't say hello to you or to me or something. I think it was because he said he was in a Ford Focus. That would be a good reason not to say hi to John.
Yeah.
Go back and get another car to rent, then come back and say hello to me.
Yeah, come get a new Chevy. But how about this? Got to talk about some deals because we
got
Silverado pickup trucks, $11,000 off.
It.
Silverado.
Stop it. That has to be used. That has to be like 3-year-old truck.
Oh, all right.
No. Whatever. Brand new.
Okay.
Whew. Continue.
So,
what else do you have?
That's. I mean, I have to tell you, I was exhausted. I think I left at 3:30, and I had not eaten yet. So, I mean, I had to, you know, get something to eat at the house because there was nothing left at the dealership.
I didn't get anything to eat either.
They ate everything in sight. I think 100+ hot dogs.
No. It was more,
burgers.
More than that. It was 1,200 slices.
I mean, poor Kitty and her husband, Craig, God love them.
1,200 slices of pizza, Mr. Puckett said. 1,200 slices of pizza. Yeah.
That's unbelievable.
Well, thanks to all of those people, to Mr. Donut. What's the donut guy's name?
Keith.
Keith at Old Town. Yeah. Thanks to him.
Keith too.
Yeah.
Great guy.
Very, very well done. But those events are only successful and they're only pleasant and fun if the right people show up. And we had all the right people. We really did. And almost every single person that came up is a former customer. Or in the process of being a customer. So that was good to hear, too. So
and we did have...
I think you got a lot of people that are going to be coming back buying some cars. That's what I think.
I know someone, a listener, Tom, and his wife bought a car that night because I was leaving, and they said, look at our new car.
Yeah, good for them. All right, well...
I had a lot of people come up to me and go, you know what? I probably would have never come up here if it wasn't for this event. But now that we're here, great place you have. And all the... You know, teammates of mine, all the employees of Johnny Londoff Chevrolet, people really get a feel of what it's like around there. You know, it's not even close to your average car dealership. I mean, we're just a lot different. I think it's obviously the people that we have, and then it's the people like you and Dan and Ian and the people that, you know, promote us, and then your great listeners. So they're some of the nicest people. I mean, and they're like verbatim, you know, reciting stuff to me that we've said on the air. So, I mean, they listen. I mean, they listen every day. I mean, there are people that they don't miss it. And I think the world of them, and I can't thank them enough for making Saturday's event just a great event. And thank you for, you know, working. That was hard work. And you were up there outside for the entire time.
Well, you got to do what you got to do. How about that phone number?
314-837-1800. 314-837-1800. We'll be there late tonight and 24/7, 365 at lawnduff.com. So right. Thanks again, Frank.
All right, John. Thank everybody there for making that thing doable. It went off without a hitch, and make sure everybody there gets the credit they deserve, because we can't mention the names of everybody that works for you who helped put that together, but thank them, okay?
I will.
All right, John.
All right, thanks, Frank.
Talk to you soon. Bye-bye. Johnny Londoff, his dad's name is on the sign. Of course, it's his name, too. We'll take a break and then come back, and before you know it, Bill Cleveland was there.
Yeah,
he was. There.
I saw four children standing under his nose getting shade. While they were there. They were good-sized kids, too. He'll be here in a little bit. This is the Big 550 KTRS.
Meep, meep.
Let's get a check on traffic now, and here's Tim Weiland.
As we're talking about all the good food there, did anybody have a bratwurst?
Huh?
I did not.
I did not have one bite of anything until I left and got home.
Oh, whoever was making cookies,
no,
those bratwurst.
It was she boiled them in beer and then grilled them. I mean, I looked at them and thought that was the best looking bratwurst I ever saw.
And that was the best. That was the best brat I've ever had.
You know what? She ought to open adjacent to the dealership. I'm not kidding. A hamburger, hot dog, bratwurst diner.
Yeah,
it was good.
All right, well, I'm glad you liked it.
Yes, I sure did. All right, man. I'll tell you what. I'm not going to give you all the backups in here. I'm just going to let you know. They still have, and it's going to be a while, they still have this tractor trailer on its side, and that has southbound 55 closed right underneath the 255 overpass. Now you have to get off at Lindbergh. It's shut between Lindbergh and 255. So expect mega backups on Tesson Ferry, Gravois, Lime Ferry, Lindbergh. Even Telegraph is jammed up from Kingston all the way down to, it looks like Forder, maybe even Yeager Road. But it's just a big mess down here in South County, and it's all due to Highway 55 being shut down. You've got northbound 270 that's jammed from Highway 55 to Tesson Ferry in those two right lanes. You've got northbound 270 at St. Charles Rock Road, debris all over the area that's causing a backup to Highway 70. And then you've got southbound 270 that had an accident. It's off on the right shoulder, maybe cleared by now, south of Olive, and traffic was jammed up south of McKelvey all the way down through Olive, and then things open up. And then from 44 to about Tesson Ferry, things are jammed up here. Now we have a new accident on southbound 141 at Bowles. And this traffic report brought to you by Staples. They have what you need to get 110% ready for back to school with low prices on the less list items all season long. Make low prices happen. Make 110% ready happen. Staples, make more happen. With your Golden Oak Lending Airborne traffic, I'm Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Are you a sugar addict? If your body's cravings for sugary food are stronger than your willpower, call now for a free trial of Nubiotics, the breakthrough that actually reduces sugar cravings. Call 1-800-600-1283. Research indicates that sugar can be just as addictive as cocaine and more dangerous than you ever thought. It increases your risk of cancer, heart disease, diabetes, high blood pressure, not to mention weight gain and obesity. Nubiotics is scientifically formulated to help you break free from sugar addiction. And best of all, they're giving away free trials to the first 100 callers right now. Call 1-800-600-1283. But supplies are limited, so there's a strict limit of only one per household. Don't let sugar addiction put your life at risk. Nubiotics is your chance to break free the healthy and natural way. But hurry, be one of the first 100 callers right now for your free trial of Nubiotics. 1-800-600-1283. Call now for details. 1-800-600-1283.
Premier Heating and Cooling. For all your heating and cooling needs, call Premier at 636-916-1122 or on the web at premierheatingcooling.net.
Do you think Social Security will just be a source of income? Think again. Discover how it impacts your investments, risk, taxes, and more on America's Wealth Management Show this Saturday afternoon at 1 right here on 550 KTRS.
Each and every weekday morning at 6:50, Scott Crothers from Stifel Nicolaus gives us insights into the financial markets and investing. To get your own personal financial review, call him at 314-292-6201 and tune in weekday mornings at 6:50 on the Big 550 KTRS.
From downtown St. Louis is the Bill Cleveland segment, starring Bill Cleveland along with Bruce Limprist and the All Boy Orchestra. Brought to you by Laclede Cab, your AM and the PM cab company. The app is STL Taxi. Please download it. It's free and it works. A good way to get a Laclede Cab. And now here's Bill Cleveland.
Yeah.
Hi, everyone. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Bill. Thank you for coming Saturday.
Oh, it was my pleasure. Got to hang out with the lovely Mrs. Pinion for a little bit. Got to play some of the, the beanbag toss.
Cornhole.
With her young grandson.
Cornhole.
And, yeah, it was a good time. A lot of nice people. Right. Well, a former NASA astronaut now claims that aliens prevented nuclear war by deactivating missiles back in the late 40s.
I believe it.
I thought the guy was crazy, but then I heard that Brian Williams claimed he saw the whole thing.
Well, there you go. This is true.
Must be true. And Donald Trump told reporters that as president, he'll create a tremendous number of jobs, which is a little hard to believe from a guy that's made a career out of firing people.
That's true. He fired.
And all the petitions, the politicians, rather, over the weekend were at the Iowa State Fair. At one point, Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton were actually at the fair at the exact same time. It's pretty awkward because when they saw each other, they were both wearing the same suit. And finally, this afternoon.
Now that would have been my closer.
Yeah.
You know what? You know what? You're right. That's it. I'm gonna
get out of here while you're on top.
The Bill Cleveland segment is brought to you this afternoon by Laclede Cab, the AM and the PM cab company. And from downtown St. Louis, I'm Bill Cleveland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Thank you, Bill.
Okay,
good. Nice to see Bill Saturday. All right, the heat's back. The heat is on. You know that song? It's back. Matheny, they're ready. They are ready. They are. If you have a problem with that air conditioning, they're waiting for your call. And one of the things that I get in the emails as much as anything else from people is that how surprised they are how quickly Matheny gets to them. Because when you need them, you need them. And I don't think you're ever going to need to know the name of another heating and cooling company again, because here's the deal. They work on everything. They are highly trained to work on any make, any model, any type, any size, any kind. Doesn't matter. If you're in St. Louis County or St. Charles County, any part of either of those counties, I have your heating and cooling company, and it's Matheny. Please give them a call, and please, please tell them your AM and the PM. We'd appreciate it. I will thank you in advance for your business, because I think the next time you need a heating and cooling company, that's what you're going to do. I think you're going to call Matheny. Matheny Heating and Cooling.com is the website. Stick around.